But it's all about Jesus.
That's right.
It's all about Jesus. And I know that some people still think it's all about them. But it's all about Jesus. It is all about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Oh, I love worship. Mm-hmm. I love the one I worship. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We just magnify your name and we just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father God, just have your way. Have your way in the message today, Lord. Thank you for ears to hear the word, eyes to see what you want us to see. Now, heart to receive revelation. God, we say thank you, Jesus. We just love you, Lord. 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 We just love you. We submit to you today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Last Sunday, the message was for us to set our love on Jesus. And really, there's a part two to that message, and I'm going to do part two today. But I'm going to do part two next Sunday because God has led me another way today. Someone told me to watch Healing Our School and Barry Bennett at Caris University taught Healing School. Then last week on Army, on Association of Ministries, Barry talked again about the same thing almost that he talked about in Healing School. And Barry Bennett in 2019 got sick and got diagnosed with cancer. And I think he was a year in recovery. Had to take chemo and some other things, and surgery, I think it was. And it took a whole year for him to recover from the cancer. He never thought he would get cancer. And he doesn't know why he got attacked with it. But he learned some things. Not that God was trying to teach him anything, because God doesn't put sickness on him. But when we go through stuff, and we're going to go through stuff, I mean, it's not God. It's just the fact that we live in a fallen world. We have to stand against sickness and disease. Those things come. Things happen. And so he learned compassion and some other things he shared about ministering to the sick. And he said some things that I have said in the Bible studies, but I've never actually preached it at church. But I'm going to cover some of those things today because I think it needs to be said. And we're going to be a church that love the Lord. Mm-hmm. But you can't love the Lord without loving his people.
That's right.
And then it says love your enemies.
Yes.
So today's topic is going to be Jesus' heart toward the sick. Jesus' heart toward the sick. I'm going to go through some foundational things, and then I'm going to talk about how Jesus' heart is toward the sick, because that's how our heart should be. Mm-hmm. That's how our heart should be. We all know that the Word of God teaches that it's the will of God to heal. Healing was provided in our atonement. Just like we receive forgiveness of sins at the cross, we also receive healing for our bodies. Mm-hmm. Healing is a grace that has been freely given to all to be received through faith, just like salvation. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as this, God healed this, but it won't heal that. God's healing is for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's meant for everybody. God has no respect to the person the Bible says. Mm-hmm. So healing is freely for everybody, just like salvation. Let's look at Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Most of us probably know it by heart. If you've been to the Bible studies that I've taught, you probably have seen it many a times. For by grace you have been saved. For by grace you have been saved. For by grace you have been healed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For by grace you have been delivered.
Amen.
For by grace you have been given prosperity.
Amen.
Yes.
For by grace you have been made whole.
Yes.
Yes.
For by grace you've been made sound.
Yes.
Through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Now, you know, if somebody could get it by works, if they could pay for it, they'd be boasting. They definitely would be boasting. So God knew all of this. So that's why he put this in the word. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You can't work for it. You can't, just like you cannot work for salvation. You cannot work for salvation. You cannot earn salvation. It's a free gift. You receive it. Mm-hmm. It's a grace. You receive it, what, through faith.
Yes.
Healing works the same way. Matter of fact, deliverance works the same way. Any grace gift works the same way.
Mm-hmm.
All the promises of God in Christ are grace gifts given out of God's heart because what? Of his love for us. We're given grace because of the love of God. Because of the love of God. Faith is the door that brings all the promises of God into this natural realm in which we live. So the grace gifts are in the spiritual realm. You can't see them. You can't feel them. They're in the spiritual realm. But faith is the door that brings all the promises of God into this natural realm in which we live. Just like the coming and new creation is a gift from God, so it's healing for our soul and bodies, a gift of God. I want to talk about this. I talked about it in Bible study, but I'm not talking about it at church. It's our bodies and our soul that get sick. Mm-hmm. Your spirit man does not get sick.
Yeah.
Your spirit man has been born again and has been recreated in Christ Jesus. Has been created in Christ Jesus. So it's only the soul and the body that gets sick. I've heard people say that when someone's sick and they die, and they say, well, they got the healing. That's incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get their healing. They were never sick.
Amen.
Amen.
It was their bodies that were sick.
Amen.
And the body dies sick, the body's in the ground, filled with the disease at hand before the person died. But the person's spirit and soul has gone to be with Jesus. So the spirit was not ever sick.
Amen.
Sickness attacks the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's your body that gets sick. And a person's soul can get sick too, because the mind can be sick. A person can have a sick mind.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take ownership of sickness and say that it's yours, because it's not. It might attack your body. It might be in your body, but it's not yours.
That's right.
It's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yours. So don't say stuff like my arthritis, my rheumatism,
mm-hmm.
my high blood pressure. No. Don't say that. It's not yours. It's attacked your body. We have authority to get it out of our body.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's not yours. And you are not sick. So never think you're sick. Your body has a problem. Your body might be dealing with sickness. Sickness might have come on your body. But that person, that real person, is whole.
Mm-hmm.
God's gift of salvation has already been given and only has to be received, and so is healing. So what does salvation mean? Salvation means deliverance, preservation, safety, and health. If you use just the word save, which is sozo, Sozo is a verb, and it shows action. Salvation, soteria, is a noun. They both mean deliverance, preservation, safety, and health, and all of that. But to save is an action where you get saved, you know. You can get sozo, healed, delivered, because that's the verb. Let's look at 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. And all this is an introduction now. So 1 Timothy 2, 3 through 4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So what is God's desire? God's desire is all to be delivered, all to be saved or safe, all to be preserved, all to be healthy or well. That's the will of God. And all to be delivered. That is the will of God, the Bible says. Jesus never refused to heal anyone. He said he did what he saw the Father do. Therefore, we can conclude that it is the will of God that all be healed. That's God's will. Because Jesus only did what he saw the Father do. So it's the will of God that all be healed. Wherever there is faith for healing, healing comes. Wherever there is faith for salvation, salvation comes. Wherever there is faith for deliverance, deliverance comes. So now I'm going to kind of, since I laid that foundation, I'm going to go into Jesus' heart toward the sick. His heart toward the sick. How does the world know that we are disciples of Christ? By our love for each other. I want to ask you a question. Are you loving the sick among you, or are you avoiding them? Are you loving the sick among you, or are you avoiding them? If the sick among you in our church, in the body of Christ, do they feel confident to come to us and let us know they have a problem, to let us know they're sick or something that attacked their body, their sickness in their body? Do they feel like they can come to us? Or do they know or feel like if I go, they're going to say I don't have faith? They're going to condemn me because I'm sick. They're going to look at me funny because I've had this for a long time. And they're going to think I'm less than what I should be as a child of God because I'm suffering this thing. It should not be in the body of Christ.
Amen.
No one should ever feel that way.
That's right.
You should always be able to come to the church and to your brother and sister and find help in
yes.
your time of need.
Yes.
You should be able to find comfort,
yes.
edification,
yes.
prayer for healing.
That's right.
Yeah. If a brother or sister is suffering something, you don't even have to be sick. Maybe they're suffering some other thing.
Mm-hmm.
They should be able to come to us for help.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not get condemnation.
That's right.
Jesus never condemned anybody that came to him, no matter what they came for.
That's right.
He never did.
Yes.
He never did. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12, 13 and 14. So what about ministry to the sick in the body of Christ? What about it? 1 Corinthians 12, 13 and 14 says this. For by one spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Whether Jews or Greeks, whether slave or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. You heard somebody say this yesterday, and when I was reading this, I was thinking about it, so I'm kind of smiling a little bit. The person said this about being a member of the body of Christ. He said, the eye will never meet the toe. but in the same body. And the eye needs the toe, and the toe needs the eye. Because they're important. They're in the same body. We that are born again, we're in the same body. We're members one of another. We're in the same body. We got the same head and the head of Jesus. So if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. We don't mind rejoicing with other members, but we don't too much want to suffer with one another.
No.
Suffer stays there a long time. Suffering doesn't give up. Suffering says, I'll stay with you through this. I will stick with you through your healing journey. I won't give up.
Yes.
I won't quit on you.
That's right.
Whatever you need, I'll help you. I'll pray for you.
Yes.
I will encourage you.
Yes.
I will help you. I will not be ashamed because you are sick.
That's right.
I won't criticize you because you're sick, but I will stay right there and get under you and help you because you're a member of the body. And we're in the body together.
Mm-hmm.
And the body loves each other.
That's right.
The body helps each other. The body exhorts and encourages each other.
Yes.
And the body sticks together. I don't want to lose a hand or an arm to you. I don't want to lose a leg or a toe or whatever. I want to keep all my members of my body. So it's the same thing in the body of Christ. We don't want a member to get lost or tossed to a side. We want to keep every member in the body.
That's right.
So when ministering to the sick in the body, don't become an accuser of your brother or sister. Don't become an accuser. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Don't become an accuser with Satan. Don't say, well, you know, they brought them on this on themselves. You know, if they had enough faith, they done got out of this. They must not be believing God. Don't do that. Don't be an accuser of the brethren. Because when we become an accuser of the brethren, what do? We step out of being in agreement with God, and we step into being in agreement with Satan.
That's right.
So how are you going to minister to the sick if you're not in agreement with what Jesus has said in his word, but you're agreeing with the devil? That's why, you know, it probably ain't always good to have Ian and everybody pray for you.
Hey.
Whose side are they on? You know,
that's right.
Are they on God's side?
That's right.
Agree with the word? Or are they on the devil's side with the accuser?
Mm-hmm.
If they are born again believers, they should be on the Lord's side.
That's right.
Not on the side with the accuser.
Yes.
But if they begin to tell you some stuff that ain't in the word of God, don't you listen. If they start accusing you, then you need to cut that off and hear somebody that's going to encourage you. And give you the word. You need somebody that is going to go before the Lord and hear what God is saying.
Yeah.
And bring that word back to you.
Yes.
We need to walk the Jesus walk, talk the Jesus talk, and think the Jesus thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do. Walk the Jesus walk, talk the Jesus talk, and think the Jesus thoughts.
Yes.
And when it came to healing, Jesus didn't always use the same methods for healing. He met people where their faith was. Don't ever make someone feel condemned because they go to the doctor. Don't make someone feel condemned because they may have to go through surgery. Do like Jesus did. Whatever they believe it for, believe with them. Believe with them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to make them have your faith. Mm-hmm. Find out where they are and believe with them. So Jesus met people where they were with their faith. Some people were healed through their own faith. Jesus told them, your faith has made you whole. There were times I believe that Jesus operated out of the gift of healing. Some people have a gift of healing. And a gift of healing, when it operates, is a gift of healing. The person might not be happy, might not believe it at all. They got healed because of the gift of healing. There were times when people were healed because someone else's faith that was born out of love and compassion. I want to talk a lot about that today. There were times when people were healed because someone else's faith that was born out of love and compassion. It's not true and it's not Bible that somebody else can't get healed off of your faith.
Mm.
And I'm going to show you the word of God where it says so.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Matthew 7:7. It said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Next verse 8. Everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. What man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? So think about, put yourself in this place now. You're the son and daughter. You're the son of God. You're the daughter of God. And think about you're going to the Father. And this is what the Father is saying to you. If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those that ask him? Is it a good thing to minister to somebody that's sick? It is. Is it a good thing to have a word for somebody that's sick?
Amen.
Is it a good thing to want somebody healed? Is it a good thing to believe for their healing?
Yeah.
And then verse 12, same chapter, same, going right along. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophet. No one in the body of Christ, the church, should ever be afraid to let their sisters and brothers know there is sickness in their body.
Mm-hmm.
You should never be afraid to let us know and ask us for prayer. If you feel you want to stand on faith by yourself, that's fine. But never be afraid to ask us to come in agreement with you. Because one, we should be a safe place where they don't have to worry about being judged or accused. So Matthew told us that the Father would give us good things to those that ask him. If we ask, we receive. We can ask for each other. The thing is, we always asking for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We always asking for ourselves. Don't think about yourself so much. Ask for somebody else's in need.
Yes.
Don't forget those that are sick among you, or those that need deliverance, or those that need something for God. Ask God for something for somebody else. Because you know what? I'm going to tell y'all this. In the body of Christ, we really supposed to be walking in everything we need.
Mm-hmm.
So we can pray for somebody else's needs.
Yes.
So don't be afraid to pray for somebody else. Let's look at 1 Timothy 2:1. We always look at 1 Timothy 2:1 and I always thought about what Timothy told us we should pray for, like men in authority. But we forgot about that whole first verse that says, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, everybody. Just not just the king and those in the garden, not just them, but all men. Everybody. This includes the sick among us.
Mm-hmm.
Make supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks for all men, even the sick among you. How many times do we give thanks for a friend or a member in the body of Christ that's going through something? that's sick. Or maybe dealing with a bondage. We should still give thanks for that person. Giving thanks for that person and being thankful for that person, it keeps us from being what? Tired of ministering to that person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you're thankful for them. They might be needed, but you're thankful for them. Because the word says so. We should be what? Giving them thanks to be made for all men. When the Holy Spirit showed me that, that changed my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
It actually changed my attitude. I have a friend that's going through cancer. It's been an ongoing thing for a few years now. And she's had chemotherapy, she's had surgeries, and then she'll be doing okay. And then it will come back, she has to go again. And I said, okay, Lord. I started thanking God for that person. Not being irritated, not thinking, not saying, well, I don't have time for this or that when she called or on prayer or something like that. But I started being thankful. I'm telling you, being thankful changed my whole attitude toward her. Why is it that we don't have compassion? Why is it that we are so short patient when somebody's going through something? Don't think that you're exempt and you will ever have to fight off anything. I imagine Barry Bennett never thought he had cancer. I mean, it probably never crossed his mind. So be thankful for people, even the people that you have to constantly maybe pray for or encourage or give a word to or pray for. Be thankful for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up on the other members in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Let's look at the centurion's faith that healed his servant. In Matthew 8, the 8th chapter, this centurion came to Jesus and he pleaded with him saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, gripping the torment. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And we know the story. The centurion said, you know, Lord, you don't have to come to my house. I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. Just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. This centurion took time to get his servant healed. He doesn't say anything about the servant having any faith. Matter of fact, Jesus said in Matthew 8, 13, he said, go your way. As you have believed, so let it be done unto you. What was he believing? He was believing that when Jesus spoke the word, his servant would be healed. And so the servant was healed on the centurion's faith. Start believing for those in the body of Christ that need us to believe for their healing.
Yes.
What about the four men that let down a paralytic man on the roof?
Yes.
This man couldn't walk. He was paralyzed. But they put him on, I don't know, some sort of stretcher or something. And Jesus was ministering, and they could not get in the house. But they climbed on the roof, put an opening through the roof, and put this man down in front of Jesus to be healed. They could not come here because of the crowd, the Bible said. They had covered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic man was lying. Probably it could have been right in front of Jesus. And the Bible says when Jesus saw their faith, it didn't say when he saw the paralyzed man's face.
That's right.
It says when he saw their faith, he said to the paralytic man, son, your sins are forgiven. And then in verse 11, he said to him, arise, take up thy bed and go thy way into thy own house. Jesus didn't say, you know, you sin, so I'm not going to heal you. What he said was, your sins are forgiven. And then he told the man to rise up and walk. So he forgave the man his sins and he told him to get up and walk. All because his friends, Jesus saw the faith of his friends. So immediately he arose, took up his bed, went forth before them all. Insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. What would have happened to this man if his friends had ignored him? He wouldn't have gotten healed. What if they had said, it's your fault you're sick, and did nothing? The man wouldn't have been healed. But their love and compassion compelled them to what? Take the man to Jesus. Sometimes, if we hear the Holy Spirit, if we hear what God is saying for that person, we can give that person that word that God gave us. And that word, what? It takes that person to Jesus. It takes that person to Jesus. Dan was sick. Robert gave Dan a word. And the word that Robert gave Dan took Dan to Jesus.
Amen.
What about the woman's faith that won deliverance from her daughter? Matthew 15:22. She was a Canaanite woman. She came and cried out to Jesus, saying, have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Jesus called the woman a daughter. He called the woman a dog. But the woman didn't get offended. She didn't stop. She didn't give up. She didn't quit. She said, okay, you call me a dog, I'm a dog. But you know what? The dog eat the crumbs. The dog the master's table.
That's right.
All I need is a crumb, Jesus. Give me a crumb. That crumb is enough to heal my daughter. So Jesus said in Matthew 15:28, oh woman, great is your faith. He didn't say great is your daughter's faith. The daughter wasn't even there. Great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. I'm getting ready to come to a close. What about the woman that had the issue of blood? 12 years, all the doctors, it's been all she had. It was her faith that got her hold. But what I want to bring out is that Jesus never accused her of wasting her money or going to the doctor. He didn't do that. Stop trying to find fault in people that are sick. Stop trying to find reasons why they got this or why they got that or why they're not healed. It's just speculation. When God gives you something, he gives you a word for somebody, it's not going to be a word on speculation. It's not going to be an accusation word. It's going to be a word that brings healing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All that other stuff is just us.
That's right.
And we need to get rid of us. So Jesus never brought accusation against the sick. He just had compassion and he healed them. Here at Kingdom Place, we're going to operate in the love of God. We're going to treat those in the body of Christ the way Jesus treated them. It might not always be popular. Everybody might not always agree with us. But Jesus never turned anybody away that needed him.
That's right.
He never accused them before he healed them. Oftentimes, like the man with the paralytic man, he forgave their sins first and then healed them. So how do we minister to the sick? We just do it the way Jesus did. We remember Jesus' heart toward the sick. And we ask him to give us that same heart. We start having compassion for people and stop trying to figure out stuff that we don't know. If God give you a word of knowledge, that's one thing. It's going to be something to bless somebody. But all this other stuff, we need to quit it. Mary Bennett said that someone wrote him a letter and told him, said, I can't believe you let somebody cut you. And what kind of stuff does that say somebody to see? What lesson that somebody to see? But he had people that stood with him. And that's so good. He had people in the body of Christ, friends of his, that rallied around him and prayed for him. And I want to say this. He was, and I'm going to close with this. He said that he was well, one day, the day he found he was sick, he had no thought he was sick. He had no thought he had cancer. But his skin started turning color and everything. And he started really going down. And his wife said, we're going to take you to the hospital. And when he got to the doctor, the doctor told him, said, had you not come today, you wouldn't have seen tomorrow. Mm. And he got so sick sometimes, he said, I couldn't pray. I couldn't declare scripture. I couldn't do anything. He said, I got discouraged and had to be encouraged. And he said, the Lord spoke to him and told him, said, you will get through this. And he was laying there one time, he said, he was feeling so bad. Couldn't do anything, didn't feel like doing anything, didn't have strength or energy to do anything. And he thought to himself, said, I should be reading the Bible. I should be praying. I should be declaring scriptures. But he said, the Lord told him, said, Barry, said, you don't have to do anything. And I'm going to still bring you through this. I remember when I was diagnosed with the touch of pneumonia. I had no idea that day I was having problems. I had no idea I had a temperature in my body. I didn't know it. I had no idea of all that. I just knew I didn't feel quite right. I go to my son's house. They found out I had 104 temperature. Long story short, I wound up going to the emergency room. And I felt so bad and I'm disoriented. I never thought to pray. I never thought to quote the scripture. Sometimes you can be that way. Mm-hmm. I didn't have anybody around me to encourage me with the word, but the word of God was in me and God was in me. So I had peace. I remember that. I remember having peace. You know, I wasn't worried. I just had peace. I just had the peace of God. And the peace of God let you know that everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
I just had his peace. It wasn't until a couple of days later I could pray and declare my healing. And when I could, I did. But what if there was somebody, what if we're there with somebody like that? They're not in no condition to pray. They might even be out of it. But cancer is supposed to take up the slack. We do. Mm-hmm. We do. We're supposed to go to God for that person in prayer and speak the word of God over them and declare God's word over them. with compassion and love. Don't be afraid of people that are sick, that need our help, that need a word from the Lord. I think sometimes the body of Christ, they just run the other way.
Mm-hmm.
They just run the other way. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. So I just run the other way. I just avoid them, ignore them. But that's not right. We shouldn't do that. You might not know what to do. It's okay not to know what to do. But if you don't know what to do, you know the one that do know what to do.
That's right. That's right.
So ask the one that do know what to do. You will direct us. Let's pray. I'm going to have y'all stand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, I'm sensing your compassion right now. What a compassionate God you are. Jesus, you're so loving. You're so compassionate. Oh, that we would just be dressed in that compassion. Lord. We would just allow your compassion to become our compassion. Always allow your love to be our love. We should be pursuing love, pursuing your heart. Want to know what's in your heart for this person? What's in your heart for the sick, God? Because that's what I want my heart to be. That's what we want our heart to be, Lord. God, we are so sorry. But every time we have not allowed your love and your compassion to go forth out of us to others. Repentance is good for us, Lord. So we turn from that way of thinking. And we take on your way of thinking. We want to think like you think. We want our heart to be like your heart is. We don't want to ever give up on anyone that's going through a healing journey. But whatever we can do, maybe we can encourage them and exhort them, that's what we want to do. So God, we say, thank you, Jesus. You never have given up on us. Oh, God. I can think of many of times I wanted to give up on myself, but you never gave up on any of us. And you never will. You never will. So God, we say thank you. Thank you for being so faithful. So faithful to us. We give you glory, give you praise. And God, we thank you. We believe we're going to see more people healed.
Yes, God.
More people delivered.
Yes.
More people set free. Mm-hmm. Because that's in your heart. That's your desire. That's what you told us to do. So God, we thank you. We ask you to stir up the gifts of this church. Stir up the gifts, Lord.
Yes,
stir up the gifts. Stir up the gift of healing. Stir up the gift of miracles. Stir up the prophetic gifts. Stir up the gifts, Lord. The gift of faith. The word of knowledge. The word of wisdom. Stir up the gifts in these your people, Lord. For I know and believe there are gifts in them. So God, stir them up. In the name of Jesus. Help us to walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not by feelings. Yes. Not by sight. But by faith in your word. So that we can be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name. God, we pray right now for Some people that I know are suffering and getting over COVID. God, I speak heal to their bodies right
yes.
now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
It is not your will that they have any disease or any sickness in their body.
That's right.
So we come against the COVID virus. We command to leave their bodies right now. And we speak healing and health to their bodies. And we say no effects left behind. In Jesus' name. We bless those on their healing journey, Lord. As they step out in faith to receive all that you've given them for the healing of their bodies. And God, we stand with them. We don't stand against them. We don't stand accusing. We stand with them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We stand with them, Lord. And we speak healing to their bodies. And we hold them up, Lord, when they need to be healed up. We encourage them when they need to be encouraged. We exhort them when they need exhortation. God, we say thank you. And we will not quit or give up. We will not leave not one person behind. But we will stand with them in the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you. Give you all the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Is there any personal prayer request from anyone? Any prayer request on me? I'm going to close with prayer. I pray too much. Personal prayer. Ministry time prayer.
I have prayer requests. I have a couple of friends that are battling the sickness of drugs.
Okay. Just some drugs. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I got one. Tomorrow I got to put a headstone down for a family. Mm-hmm. A little kid got shot in the field about 2 years ago. I'm going to be on the news tomorrow doing it. And I just want it's granulated, so it's going to be a lot of people